Hey, this is a great appointment for me. Steve Hocking's gone from the AFL to run the Geelong Footy Club, so there's been an extensive search for who is going to replace him as the head of football at the AFL, and former, of course, premiership star with the Brisbane Lions and then very good coach of the North Melbourne Footy Club, Brad Scott, has taken that position. Scotty, welcome and congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, JB. Thanks, guys.
Hey, everyone has been talking about who could potentially coach Collingwood and who could potentially coach Carlton, and lots of people have asked me whether they should ring you, and I have categorically said yes on every occasion because I thought you were a great coach last time and would be a better coach if you did it again. Was there temptation, or were you always going to City Hall?
I think there's always temptation. It's something I've always had a passion for. I loved not just the coaching, but probably the development part and developing people and young men. And it's a hugely challenging role, but it's a rewarding one at the same time. So probably the last 6 months I've had to think about it a little bit, because when you go in one direction, in a lot of ways, this is the opposite direction. My attitude has always been that you just, whatever you do to the best of your ability and not focus on what may lay ahead. So, yeah, this was a big decision for me, and now I'm fully invested in this path.
Brad, the nature of the job and certainly the way Steve Hocking ran the department suggests that it's not something you're going to, broadcast publicly on the run as you make decisions. But are you able to talk in broad brush strokes about what it is that you see as the most pressing elements of the football operations department that need, at the very least, some tinkering and even in some cases, fixing?
Not yet, Damo. I'm coming into the role with an open mind. I think my first, agenda item is really just to get out and listen and learn and talk to all the really important stakeholders, of which, the 18 coaches are pretty important stakeholders. And that's something I'm hoping I can bring as an understanding of just how hard their job is. And, and I hope they also have an understanding that their job's to win games of footy for their team and for their club. And the AFL's role is to make sure the game is functioning as well as it possibly can, so that it's, I think it's the best game in the world, and we want to make sure that it's the most compelling sporting product for everyone in the country.
Could I put it to you that the two issues that I see anyway, for what it's worth, are that do need some examination. The holding the ball, everything relating to holding the ball and how free kicks are paid or not paid relating to that aspect of the game, and also to the off-the-field component of the entire match review office. Are they two issues you may have a look at once you officially step in?
Well, I think, Damo, I've been involved in footy at the elite level now, I think, for 27-odd years. I reckon holding the ball has been an issue every year. It's talked about every year, whether it be at coaches' meetings, at AFL meetings. I've sat on the game analysis committee for the last couple of years at the AFL, and it's an agenda item every single meeting. And what's really interesting is that if you talk to 18 coaches, you'll get about 15 different views on holding the ball. So, the experts in our game who know it really well have different opinions. So the only thing I know for sure is that whatever we do, 100% of people won't be happy 100% of the time. So that's probably the reality of it. But I think those two things, holding the ball is always looked at. And, I think with a system like the MRO, we can always look to make improvements. But the most important thing is that the fans understand why those decisions have been made, and clearly the AFL's made a strong stand around player safety. So I think if we get those two things, pretty right, then, most people will be happy.
So, Scotty, in your opinion, given there is so much grey, I think the sling tackle's also something, Damo, that we've got to have a look at, because I think that went way too far this year when it wasn't actually a sling tackle, but in the motion of tackling. But in your opinion, the holding the ball, where should it sit? The prior opportunity? Because at the end of the day, it's going to be your opinion that changes it.
Yeah. Thanks, Doc.
It's your fault.
I haven't even started yet, Doc. I'm getting blamed for all this stuff. I think a fundamental of our game is that the ball player should be protected. I mean, our game has always, got to be a competitive product, and where, the ball is in dispute, then the person who is first in for the footy and prepared to win the football, I think deserves some level of protection and prior opportunity. But there are certainly coaches out there who feel that we shouldn't have prior opportunity at all. Now, I'm just concerned that if that was the case, that the disaster for our game is when we have players looking at each other, seeing who's going to pick up the ball first. Yeah. So prior opportunity, I think, has got a place in the game. But, I think that's been tightened up over time to give, to reward the tackler when the tackler executes a perfect tackle and the ball carrier's had time to dispose of the ball. It's clearly holding the ball. So I think it's protecting the ball player, I think, is a priority. But, I think we've always got to look at it. And some players have, 5 or 6 seconds prior opportunity. Well, if you get tackled, it's holding the ball straight away. But if you have, 0.1 of a second, then, perhaps we need a little bit of leniency there.
Yep. There's a headline. Well done, Duck. Hey, coaches are there to coach and win matches, as you said, Brad, and they do stretch the rules. So are you open for criticism from the AFL coaches?
I think that's inevitable. I'll sit on the other side of the table and dish out a bit. So I can probably take some feedback on the other side of it. But that'll always be the case. But as I said, what's interesting is that the coaches as a group may have a view, but you speak to them individually and they've all got slightly different views. So it's just an example of you very rarely get to a unanimous position on a lot of these things. So, keen to listen and learn, and I just hope that I can bring an understanding of how hard that job is, because I don't think anyone really knows until you've sat in that chair. So hopefully the 18 senior coaches will know that I have an understanding of just how hard their job is.
Well, you do have that understanding, having done it for 10 years, but you've also had great exposure to clubland as a player and then as a coach. And I think that's really important in this role, because the clubs, all 18 of them, wonder sometimes if City Hall quite understand how hard it is out at the 18 clubs. You've been immersed in it, so you'll have that as part of what you can bring to this job.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, JB, because you've played, the role as a chairman and you've seen it firsthand. What the AFL industry has done really well to have a really compelling product, and this season's been one of the closest seasons, in recent memory, and competitive balance is working. So, we've got Melbourne and the Bulldogs playing a grand final. Even the teams down the lower reaches of the ladder played some pretty good footy throughout the year, and that's a good thing for the game. But it's actually a terrible thing for the clubs, because it means that it's such a fine line between winning and losing now, and it's a tough environment at clubland. And I'm really hoping to bring that perspective to the AFL and that level of understanding.
And Penny and the boys be nice and happy, I reckon, because there's a bit of a difference between a father who's a head coach of a footy club and a father who's running the football department at the AFL and may be able to have a clear head when he gets home.
Well, to a certain extent, I think I'm probably my life's just a reflection of most people in Victoria at the moment. I think they're pretty happy to get me out of the house, and the kids are pretty happy to get back to school. So, I think they'll be happy if I'm not home. But yeah, it's certainly going to be a different life. There's nothing like being an AFL coach, I don't think. And it's a welcome change and something I'm really looking forward to.
Hey, just on that point, I'm really interested to hear Don Pike when he finished as the Adelaide coach talking about, the pounding that AFL coaches receive, getting to a point where, the job is really hard to enjoy. Do you agree with that? Is there anything in your role that can try and take some heat off the 18 coaches who have that to experience every week?
Well, I'm going to try. I mean, I think that it's telling that probably in the last 2 or 3 years you've had a lot of coaches who have coached for a long period of time have opportunities to go back and do it again. And, 3, 4, 5 of them have chosen not to. I'd like to get to the bottom of why that is. I mean, I certainly have my reasons, but I think that in and of itself is pretty new, because over the generations you've seen coaches move, and if an opportunity came up, they jumped at it. So yeah, to hear Pikey say that, and I've heard a couple of other senior coaches say that it's potentially they prefer to do something else. Now, we want to keep the best people in the game for as long as possible. So I don't have the answers, obviously, but certainly keen to talk to them about it.
Who wins the grand final as we let you go?
Well, my tip midway through the year was Melbourne. I just think they're a really complete team. I think they've got all, you know, the midfield. They've got, you know, really solid defence, and they've got a lot of firepower up front with Ben Brown now added to an already pretty potent lineup. So, yeah, I'll stick with Melbourne.
Good luck with the job. We look forward to chatting to you down the journey. But, geez, it's going to be just when you go out, Brad, make sure you got some sunnies and a hat on, because you'll get an opinion from every single person that runs in here.
Yeah, well, mate, if you could just keep your phone calls to sort of, you know, midweek, I'd appreciate
that. Exactly. Yes.
I love it, mate. Good luck. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.